Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Our American institutions of self-government and our culture are being undermined today by judicial supremacists. A supremacist is one who believes in or advocates the supremacy of a particular group. The threat to America comes precisely from those who advocate the supremacy of one particular group, the judges, over the lawful wishes of the people. Examples of the mischief these supremacist judges are doing to the American people and to our culture are all around us. Who would have believed only a few years ago that judges could change the definition of marriage and force the issuing of same-sex marriage licenses, or that judges could prohibit schoolchildren from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, or that judges could order the removal of Ten Commandments monuments and plaques in public buildings and parks? According to the laws of all 50 states plus the federal government, marriage is defined as the union of a man and a woman as husband and wife. How could four Massachusetts judges suddenly declare there is no rational basis for that definition and then order same-sex marriage licenses to be issued? The Massachusetts state constitution was written by John Adams and adopted in 1780. And any claim that John Adams could have endorsed same-sex marriage is absurd. Yet while Massachusetts public officials say they oppose same-sex marriage, they say we must obey the law of the land. How did we get to a predicament that this off-the-wall opinion of four judges is accepted as the law of the land? It's bad enough that same-sex marriages are issued in Massachusetts, but now same-sex couples who receive their marriage licenses in Massachusetts are filing lawsuits to get activist judges to declare that this must be recognized by all the other states. Congress must use its authority granted in Article 3 of the Constitution to limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts and stop them from forcing other states to acquiesce in Massachusetts' flouting of the moral order.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says everybody is ignorant, only on different subjects, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, today is President Bush's second inaugural, and it's going to be about $40 million worth of pomp and circumstance. You know, I heard on one of the newscasts that there are going to be a lot of people there wearing cowboy boots and Stetson hats. And I just started thinking about that. You know, I was 50 years, I guess, ahead of my time because I've been wearing cowboy boots and Stetson hats for even long before Ronald Reagan made them popular. But maybe anyway, cowboy boots and Stetson hats will be coming back again. Anyway, Bush's inaugural is going to cost something like 40 million buckaroos. And there'll be a parade with 11,000 people in it. An 11,000 people parade? There'll be floats, there'll be vehicles, there'll be horses, there'll be nine fancy dress balls, okay, you know, I'm talking about tux and tails and all that kind of stuff, and assorted receptions, rock concerts, and candlelight dinners. The inaugural committee plans to spend $40,000. Now, where does this $40,000 come from? Well, I have here a list of the big donors. Each one of these has donated $250,000, $250,000, okay? They are a bank, AT&T, Bank of America, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Chevron Texaco, Synergy, ExxonMobil, FedEx, Ford Motor, Home Depot, HSBC USA, Occidental Petroleum, Pfizer, Sally Mae, Southern Company, Time Warner, Toyota Motor North America, United Parcel Service, United Technologies, UST, and Wachovia. Now, you add all that up, each one of them, there's 20 of them, they each gave $250,000. That adds up to $5 million. Hey, we're $35 million short. Now, I don't know who the other donors are. These are the big spenders, and they each donated $250,000. So they tell us that most of this money is going to be donated. Most of this $40 million is going to be donated. But that's just part of the spending. Let's look here at the security at the inaugural. Now, I mentioned the other day that it's going to cost the city of Washington, D.C., over $17 million just for police protection. That's on-the-ground police protection. But looky here, what else we're doing? The military has deployed anti-aircraft missiles within range of the Capitol as part of security enhancements for the presidential inauguration. Army Avenger missiles and the whole system, a Humvee-mounted version of the Stinger, anti-aircraft missiles were deployed at several locations in the Washington area, including the northern tip of Bowling Air Force Base. Combat jets are flying round the clock. Now, what does it cost to do this? Flying around the clock patrols to deal with any aircraft threats. The Air Force is flying E-3 airborne warning and control aircraft that are conducting surveillance missions and would help guide interceptor jets to targets, okay? All this is up there in the skies, apparently 24 hours a day. The Avengers and other weapons are part of the interagency multi-layered air defense of the National Capital Region. So all that, no doubt, is costing you and I some money, okay? Now, you say, well, the presidents in the past didn't do anything like, yeah, they did, too. Now, let me tell you what President Roosevelt did in 1945. He was a little more humble in 1945. We are still fighting the war at that time. And he held his 1945 inaugural at the White House, making a short speech and serving guests cold chicken salad and plain pound cake. Good enough. That's good enough. During World War I, President Wilson did not have any parties at his 1917 inaugural, saying that such festivities would be undignified. But in 1933, let's go back to FDR again. 1933, I was a yearling, so I don't remember too much about that. But I remember some of the names they're talking about in here, okay? In 1933, which was the Great Depression's worst year, see, I was born in 1932. I came along with the drought, the dust, the depression, and the Democrats. And for years, I said, life has gotten better every day that I've been alive, you know? But now I can see us going back over the hill again. But anyway, when he did his 1933 inaugural, here's what he did. This was the first one. See, he had just been elected for the first time. The nation was facing economic ruin. Bread lines were stretching around every city corner. Millions of Americans were on the verge of losing their homes and their farms. And they were losing their homes and their farms. They weren't on the verge of it. They were losing them. Worldwide, we were seeing banks collapse. The Democrats called FDR the man of the people, and they threw him a party. Okay? Hollywood stars turned out in droves. The partying began with the inaugural parade, where America's favorite cowboy and a dozen beautiful young women marched to the herald FDR's arrival. A little trivia question here. Who was America's favorite cowboy? I asked Jeff. He had no idea. I told him, and he still didn't know. What are you getting ready to say, Jeff?
My answer.
What is your answer?
Darryl Brownfield.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. It was Tom Mix. And his horse was named Tony. See, I remember Tom Mix. I don't remember going to the movies to see Tom Mix. I think Tom Mix was back before the talkies. I believe he did silent movies. But when I was a little bitty boy, my mother brought me to Jefferson City to see Tom Mix and his horse, Tony, and they talked about his horse was 30-some years old. I remember that. And they put up a tent right across 50 Highway from where Veet's restaurant and bus stop was. And I saw Tom Mix in person. But anyway, Tom Mix was in the parade, and we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Darryl Brownfield Show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. I'm going to the telephones a little early today, but Freddie in Montana knew a little bit about Tom Mix. Hi, Freddie. You're on the air.
Good morning. Yeah, he purchased a 37 cord. It had Selectomatic V8 with
a 37 what?
And he also...
Hold on just a minute, Freddie. That was a 1937. What was it?
Off-the-nose cord, uh-huh.
Okay.
And they were quite ahead of their time. They had Selectomatic transmission, and it was supercharged. It was a flathead V8. It was 125 ponies.
Gee whiz.
And anyway, the front of them had two bolts, which supported the front wheel drive on it also, and one of them broke, and he lost control, and that's the end of the story.
That's how he died?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Really? Oh, did you know him personally or anything?
Oh, no. I'm a car aficionado. That's how I knew about it.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yeah, appreciate that information.
Sure. My pleasure.
Yeah, Ben. Let's go back now to 1933 and go to FDR's 1933 party, his inaugural parties. As I said, the partying began with the parade where America's favorite cowboy, Tom Mix, and a dozen beautiful young women marched to the herald of FDR's arrival. Chorus girls rode in a carousel float down Pennsylvania Avenue. Tom Mix charmed spectators along the route by performing elaborate horse tricks. Now, see, I remember those horse tricks. Tony could dance and walk on his hind feet and do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, when he reached the reviewing stand, the actor paused. Tom Mix paused dramatically, saluted the president with a wave of his 10-gallon white hat. That night, all the actors attended the one inaugural ball, where they danced to the music of Rudy Vallée's Connecticut Yankees and Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians. Now, that was FDR's 1933 inaugural. As I mentioned, in 1945, the people just got cold chicken salad and pound cake. So he changed his attitude a little bit there. Now, I have here... Oh, I don't have time for that. All right, I do have time. I'll introduce this before we go any further, because it's going to take a little while. But I received an email from a listener, and this listener happens to be in New Hampshire. And he's talking about the unnecessary re-coronation of King George II. He says, "Hi, Derry, I just listened to you on the Internet. Love the piece about the cat felony. This came a couple of days ago. You have a great way about you of bringing the truth and exposing the lies of the globalist, but in a kind way. I'm up here in rural New Hampshire. It's cold, but pretty country. Hey, if you want, you can read this editorial over the airwaves." Well, and his name is Dave Bryce from New Hampshire, and I got a kick out of this editorial. I hope that you do. And we will read it over the airwaves, at least parts of it. It's too long to read the whole thing, but I'm going to go through parts of it with you right after these messages. Now, our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Now, this is the unnecessary re-coronation of King George II. It's written by Dave Bryce from New Hampshire. He says, why are we doing this? As of January 2001, W. was crowned King George II in what for him was a very memorable special day. The pomp, parade, poems, platitudes, pleasantries, prayers, and pretense of an inauguration have a royal quality about them that rubs me the wrong way. Especially when we have a shrinking middle class, folks out of work, troops overseas, and an immeasurable tragic earthquake and tsunami to contend with now. It is a big deal after the election, signifying a new regime has wrested power from the previous one after bloody political wars have been waged and a winner has been announced by decision. The swearing-in, marching bands, evening ball, buffet, upscale nature of it all, and the rest of the aforementioned wouldn't be so bad if you and I didn't have to foot the bill. He said, it is amazing that we can come up with a loot to pay for unconstitutional conflicts halfway across the world, dig up $1 billion or so for flood and earthquake victims, and still manufacture $40 million or better for the second W coronation. Harry Houdini couldn't perform such magic. Again, I have to explain to our younger listeners who Harry Houdini was. Harry Houdini was a guy that could get out of anything. He got out of straitjackets, and he was a magician. Anyway, but when you have a paper currency where the dollar is backed by debt anyway and not silver or gold, go for it. The nation is out of jet fuel and zipping toward an economic plane crash at a 45-degree angle. manic discharge of cash coupled with a lack of desire and discipline to curb the hemorrhaging of greenbacks means we will just go boom quicker and with greater impact. Of course, we won't know what hit us. The buck is totally worthless, and Uncle Sam knows it. You can't just print more money to solve the next crisis and fund every program extending its greedy hand. Or, in this case, a big, expensive, festa food, fun, frolic, friends, kids eat free, you know. But it's a big game at this point, and most Americans are totally clueless. They think there exists a deep well which shall never run dry. Well, this year, and or 2006, you'll certainly be able to attend another party, because... He spells it, cuz, it's going to be a surprise party. They mocked Noah for 120 years as he constructed the ark until the deluge became a bit more than a passing rain shower. Noah's neighbors thought it would be. As the U.S. of A, the U.S. of A is at this point now. The joke is on us all. The world standard for matters financial will, in 2006, most likely no longer be the ambiguous, omnipotent American greenback. Probably the euro will supplant it, and after that, a world currency headed by a one-world leader. Stick a fork in us. We're done, well done, nice and crispy on the outside, tender and thoroughly roasted on the inside. It is high on the hog government spending and citizen joyriding with the good times and wallowing in the sins of a season that will accelerate the collapse. It has something to do with the sowing and reaping, I think. Can't we have a slightly less exorbitant ceremony? Here is how we will begin to save John Q. Public a few bucks. You've got some good ideas here. He said you need only a Bible, a justice of the peace, and the involved parties. Bring in a local Salvation Army band to play Amazing Grace and Hail to the Chief. Line up the White House employees, cabinet members, staff workers, and have them parade around the Oval Office a few times, bagging on empty tin cans, donating party hats they can get them from Burger King. Now to replace the fancy gala dinner, send out for pizza. Have a page or intern go to Little Caesars. You can get a large pepperoni, walk-in only, for only $5. Get 40 of them. Any supermarket has 2 or even 3 liter soda bottles, economy bags of chips, pretzels, even shrimp rings and deli cold cuts. I'm Scottish and frugal by both nature and nurture. Oh, gosh, that's not politically correct either. So sorry. Globalists love to be in harmony with... PC and feelings. I need sensitive training, I believe. Anyway, finally, we could all dance to old vinyl records from Glenn Miller, Lawrence Welk, and Tommy Darcy. They were truly gifted and specialized in ballroom dancing and upbeat music. There you have it, the inauguration on a shoestring budget, classy yet economical. Now, this goes on and on and on and on and on, but I picked out some of the highlights there for you, and that kind of... goes along with what FDR did in 1945 when he sold his when he served his inaugural people there cold chicken and pound cake in the White House. Anyway, for whatever it's worth, we have had some very interesting inauguration speeches. And the second president, John Adams, stated in his inaugural, 1797 is when this took place, "I feel it to be my duty to add, if a veneration for the religion of a people who profess and call themselves Christians, to consider a decent respect for Christianity among the best recommendations for the public service." Hey, could he say that? That's not politically correct, is it? He was a Christian, and at that time, America was Christian. Ninth President William Henry Harrison stated in his inaugural, 1841, "I deem the present occasion sufficiently important and solemn to justify me in expressing to my fellow citizens a profound reverence for the Christian religion." Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day to day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. This coming Saturday, January the 22nd, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell has a nice run of cows consigned to sell this Saturday, including a 30-head string of black and black baldies. They're 4 years old and older, bred to Angus bulls, March calvers from the Bauermeister Farms, along with a 50-head string from Gray Farms that'll start calving in February. Ardent Farms have offered 40 black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows that'll calve in February, along with 35 3 and 4 year olds that are open. Johnson Farms are selling 30 red white face good young cows, and Bennett will be in with 20 black and red white faces. They have babies by their sides. Ayers Farms, Idle Farms, and Jackson Farms will also be selling some top offerings. They'll be early spring calvers. These are just a few of the offerings that'll be selling at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, January the 22nd. That's at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Mark your calendar for the 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Again this year, finals on Sunday. The top pro stock tractors, the top unlimited super stock tractors, four-wheel drive trucks and funny trucks, and the top super modified tractors will all have a shootout on Sunday to declare the overall champion. You'll see the best of the best pullers from 30 states and Canada, as seen on ESPN2 and the Outdoor Channel. It's bigger than ever, and come early for the Pullers Trade Show and meet your favorite drivers up close. The 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's part of the Lucas Oil Power Pulling Series and sponsored by Jasper Engines, Lucas Oil, K&N Filters, and Duramax Diesel. Order your tickets today at any Ticketmaster location or go online to atpapullersonline.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, fishing is a jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk at the other. Derry Brownfield!
Hey, we're back. I was visiting with you about the past inaugural speeches and how John Adams back in 1798 stated that to consider a decent respect for Christianity among the best recommendations for the public service. And William Henry Harrison, he was the ninth president, stated in his inaugural that he expressed to my fellow citizens a profound reverence for the Christian religion. Then the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, stated in his inaugural, that was in 1861, intelligence, patriotism, Christianity, and a firm reliance on him, spelled with a capital H, so he's talking about God here, who has never yet forsaken his favored land, are still competent to adjust in the best way all our present difficulties. The 35th president, John F. Kennedy, stated in his inaugural, that was in 1961, and I remember that one. He said, the same revolutionary benefits for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man comes not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. By the way, Kennedy's ended his address, or after his address, they followed by prayers by a rabbi, a Protestant minister, a Catholic cardinal, a Greek Orthodox bishop, and a poem by Robert Frost. Now, I have here also another alternative inaugural address. This one comes to me from the Weekly Standard, and I would like to share that with you also. This is a speech that was written for Bush to give, okay? And I don't think Bush is going to use this speech, but anyway, it's available on the Internet for him if he would like to use it. My fellow Americans, I had intended to reach out to all of you and bring a divided nation together, but I changed my mind. America isn't divided by political or ethnic origin. America isn't divided by region or religion. America is divided by jerks. Who wants to bring a bunch of jerks together with the rest of us? Let them stew in Berkeley, Boston, and Ann Arbor. The media say I won the election on the strength of moral values. Well, if the other fellow had become president, would the media have said that he won the election on the strength of immoral values? For once, the media would have been right. We are all sinners, but jerks revel in their sins. You can tell by their reaction to the Ten Commandments. Post those Ten Commandments in a courthouse or a state house or in a public school or a public park, and the jerks go crazy. Why is that? Christians believe in the Ten Commandments, so do the Jews. Show the Ten Commandments to Hindus, Buddhists, Confucius, or to other people with goodwill and common sense, and nobody says, whoa, that's all wrong. But jerks take issue with every one of the Ten Commandments. Jerks are particularly offended by the first two commandments. People of faith differ on the interpretation of the first two commandments. For example, we don't all agree about the meaning of thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. However, we do all agree about thou shalt not bow down to thyself to them, when them is Freud, Marx, or Dan Rather. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. How many times over the last few months have we heard, oh my God, I can't believe George Bush won. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Let's be fair about this. We did see a lot of white, non-Hispanic Democrats in churches in 2004, but they were all running for president, and the churches were inner-city black churches. I happen to know that there are churches in the white, non-Hispanic suburbs where these Democrats live. Apparently, jerks can't find them. Honor thy father and thy mother. Are telling lies about a bankrupt Social Security system and trying to block its privatization reform way is to do this? Thou shalt not kill. Why, in the opinion of jerks, is it wrong to kill a baby, but all right to kill a baby that so little he hasn't been born yet? And why do the same jerks who favor abortion oppose the death penalty? We can imagine people so full of loving kindness that they can accept neither the abortionist nor the executioner. We can even imagine people so cold-hearted that they embrace them both, but it takes a real jerk to argue in favor of killing perfectly innocent little babies and letting Terry Nichols live. Thou shalt not commit adultery. The jerks have begun praising marriage lately, but only if the bride and groom each have a beard. And I didn't realize, Jeff, but that, for some reason, we didn't get the rest of the message. But that's good. That's good. I share what I have with you because I thought it was interesting and I thought it was humorous. And, hey, there was a little common sense involved there also. Now, so much for the inauguration. We have a caller, right, Jeff? And I don't have his... Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks. You mentioned all these heavy contributors to the inaugural, including among them Charlotte-based Wachovia Bank. Now, they're the largest bank in the area here, and their earnings, quarterly segment earnings up a measly 54% from the year-ago period. So now they're up to $6.16 billion in earnings. The Charlotte Observer reported Wednesday it obtained an internal email indicates Wachovia is seeking to move some technology operations overseas as part of the bank's efficiency push. They need it, of course. And so financial services industry, a leader in outsourcing technology jobs, Bank of America, also based in Charlotte, said it may hire up to 1,500 people at a subsidiary it set up last year in India. Now, Wachovia as well, of course, is a leader in requiring fingerprinting if you go to try to cash one of their checks at their bank if you don't have an account there. And as the teller told me, some paper she saw saved tens of millions of dollars. That is, as a combined package, not the fingerprints by itself, but a combined package of security measures. Now, of course, they neglect to point out that that could be over hundreds of billions of dollars of transactions. Right?
Okay. Anyway, Wachovia, they kicked in a quarter of a mil to this inauguration.
Yeah, now the Bank of America, of course, also won some EnviroWacko Award, which somehow seems to be based not on EnviroWackism per se, but their strides towards globalization.
See, these major contributors are all globalists to start with.
You bet you. The fix is in. God bless, bud.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Roger just mentioned that how much money was saved because of fingerprints and this sort of thing. I can't remember, and I should have done a little more research on this morning. Jeff, can you remember the Homeland Security bill or whatever it was that was passed that wanted people that come into your homes to spy for the government? You know, they wanted the Postal Department to do it.
TIPS.
TIPS. Yeah, what did that stand for? Can you remember?
Oh, sure. I'll find out.
Okay, find out for us. Anyway, apparently, they're doing that. Now, whether this guy gets paid for it or not, I don't know. But here's the story. Police found more than 8,000 pirated compact discs in a suburban Chicago couple's apartment after the FedEx guy that serviced their neighborhood told police that he was delivering large quantities of blank CDs to the apartment. Now, I don't know, Jeff's on the internet there, but I don't know what a CDR is.
A compact disc. It's a blank compact disc, just like you'd use a blank cassette tape.
Okay, well, why do they call it CDR?
Oh, it's the recordable version of a CD.
That means it's recordable. Okay, so this couple had been getting, they had purchased 8,000 blank CDs, okay? Nothing on them. Now, here comes the FedEx guy. He's delivering these things, and he goes to the police with it. Now, to my knowledge, it says that it appeared to the FedEx guy that each box contained about 200 CDRs. Okay, so what? So they buy 200 blank CDs. Why would he have any reason to go to the police with this? I mean, first of all, to my knowledge, hey, how many blank, we don't use CDs here, we use those little, how many blanks of those things do we get?
Hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. We buy them all the time, these little things that we mail out to our listeners. They're blank. There's nothing on them. But anyway, what kind of a judge, for example, would even issue a search warrant? Can you imagine the police going to a judge and say, hey, we've got Brownfield over there is buying blank CDs. We need a search warrant to see what he's doing with them. Does that make sense? Come on. Now, you see how this spying thing is going to work? When you can have your neighbor spy on you in the state of Oregon, in Salem, Oregon, because you carried a tree limb out of your yard and disposed of it? Let's stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned. Know a little bit more about tips now. We talked about this FedEx delivery gentleman that told the police that he had been delivering blank CDs to this apartment. And how the police arrested these people because they were pirating compact discs. Anyway, tips was the program. And does it say anything in there, Jeff? It failed to, there was so much controversy over it that they never came out with the program as such.
That's correct. It is not in operation.
But it is in operation because we see it right here. Anyway, TIPS stands for Terrorist Information and Prevention Systems, and it was to be handled by FEMA and not by Homeland Security. Now, maybe Homeland Security has taken over FEMA. I don't know about that. But anyhow, it was the original idea was to have your mail delivery person, the FedEx guy, the plumber, the TV repairman, anybody that came into your house, they were supposed to sort of take notes and go to the police and tell them all about you is what it amounts to. And, you know, we see that cropping up in our schools. Some of the questions that are asked, and not only in school, but in Sunday school. Some of the churches are using a program teaching green religion, and they don't realize what they're doing. They just absolutely don't realize what they're doing. It's under the heading of, this is a good way to get your child indoctrinated into the world around him and all this. And in there's questions that these kids are supposed to answer. And one of the questions is like, do your mom and daddy quarrel regularly? How it is set up, it's not, they don't ask a question. They put it this way. It's a statement. Mommy and daddy quarrel regularly. I'm afraid that they're going to split up. How should I handle this situation? Now, whether Mom and Daddy quarrel or not has nothing to do with it at their house, but how would they handle it? In other words, you're trying to make it look like, hey, Mommy and Daddy are supposed to fight, and most of them do, but you're supposed to do that and get it out of your system and go on about your daily life. But anyhow, we see this cropping up everywhere. So much for that. Back to Tom Mix. Know a little bit more about Tom Mix now. I mentioned that I had seen Tom Mix, and I had watched him and his old horse, Tony. And they talked at the time that I saw him. I was probably 5 years old, maybe. I don't know. That Tony was 30-some years old. And anyhow, Tom Mix actually got another. They called him Tony Jr., which he wasn't really Tony Jr., but that's what they called him, just like Roy Rogers had Trigger Jr. It was not Trigger's colt. By the way, Trigger was a stallion. He could have probably sired colts, but he did not. They did not breed him. Roy said he was so gentle around other horses that they didn't want him to even know that he was a stallion. He said you could take him any place, and if people didn't actually look at him, they wouldn't know he was a stallion. Anyhow, so much for that. Mix died at 60. He was born in 1880, died in 1940. He is 60 years old. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is the company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. And we have returned. Now, I doubt seriously if George Bush says anything about making the United States of America a police state, but it's happening right before our very eyes. Now, here's a good example. Green Bay, Wisconsin officers were carrying portable ink pads to take one print from the index finger of those cited for traffic violations. In other words, if they stopped you for speeding or running a stop sign, they took your fingerprint right on the spot and put the print on a copy of the ticket. Now, Commander Ken Broadhagen said the department still plans to collect fingerprints, but the police are now getting rid of the new policy following public outcry against the idea. It was in effect for 2 weeks, and I guess it upsets lots of folks. So they put they're getting rid of the policy. But the commander says the department will still plan to collect a fingerprint from people who violate city ordinances. That means if you burn trash in your backyard, they're going to come and take your fingerprint? Well, they say it's such as disorderly conduct and retail theft. But could disorderly conduct be burning trash in your backyard? It will get a single fingerprint from people who are cited and released, or a full set from those taken into custody. Now, what is that telling you? We are training our people to be good sheeple. Oh, yes, you can take my fingerprint. That's no problem. I want my fingerprint to be in your database. I feel like this is going to make me much safer. I'll be able to walk the streets now without being afraid of being mugged because everybody's fingerprint is in the database, right? Well, anyway, Bill Johnson, executive director of the National Association of Police Organizations, he said it made sense that some people didn't like the idea of providing a fingerprint. He said it's unusual. It's something that is new. Something that is new, he said. It would be understandable that people might be a little leery at first about what's going on. It's new, and they'll just be leery about it at first. So, yes, this is going to happen. It's happening in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as we speak. They've eliminated it on the traffic stops, but still on anything that you do that is a breaking of a city ordinance in Green Bay, you get your fingerprints taken. The other day, boy, time flies. The other day, it's been so long ago, I was trying to see if there was a date on this. Yes, there was. January the 23rd. So it wasn't as long ago as I thought because January the 23rd is next Sunday. How did that happen? Okay. Anyway, I don't know what it is. But anyway, we were talking about the nuke alert. Remember? And we said that is the trendy Christmas gift, the nuke alert. Well, somebody emailed me a picture of a nuke alert. And it's a key ring. It's a key ring type thing, and it shows car keys on this little key ring holder, which is a nuke alert. It's a personal and combat key chain attachable. And here's what they say about nuke alert. You may be unaware of just what the nuke alert system is. This is Dear Dairy. It is a radiation detector. In case there is a nuclear detonation in the United States, the nuke alert will allow the wearer to know how much radiation they are currently being exposed to. There are those who can't possibly imagine the USA would ever be nuked, and they would never consider ordering a nuke alert. However, some people know that it's only a matter of time until this does happen. Those who have the nuke alert are wise to have them, as the information provided by the nuke alert may save their lives and others around them who will benefit from the radiation count that the alert provides. And now it's time for me to say, on this inauguration day, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making to bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.